Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Is it over for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. ESPN 2 till 8 a.m. Eastern, and now we're on ESPNU until 10 a.m., 6 to 10 a.m. on ESPNU, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can catch us on the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay with the Miami Dolphins hat on. Big Tua Dolphins guy, Jay. And key big Tua Dolphins hater. That is a point of contention on this show.
Big hater.
I hate Tua. I don't hate Tua.
I don't mean that you actually hate Tua.
But the fact that you said I'm a hater, there's people out there that are listening to you.
Yeah.
That email and text and do all that stuff with Jay, all that social media
email.
Stuff.
Yep. Email
so they hear something totally different than what you said, right? They hear
that
I'm
you
a
actually
hater.
Hate the man, yes. Right? Instead of right, yeah, yeah. Instead of simply having some legitimate questions and about they, how his size and skill set would play in the cold weather, given the offense of the team and his injury history, etc.
Is that how Kia said it?
It was.
Kia said it that objectively.
I am articulating what's underneath this family feud that you two are having.
Stuff.
Well, that's what you're doing. You paraphrase.
Max is telling the truth. Why all you do is sit up and tell a bunch of damn lies to try to get these people riled up, and they sit up and believe you,
Joseph,
which is ridiculous.
Joseph,
just because you're on a show with me, they shouldn't be believing you.
Joseph, we've had people call into the show.
Oh God!
And say that you are the biggest Miami Dolphin hater. I'm not telling people how you say it.
In retrospect, Jay, let me ask you this. In retrospect, do you think that Key being labeled hater because of the questions he had, the way the season played out, would you say, because the reason they say hater is because people thought the Dolphins were at a certain level. And Key said,
Jay thought that they were the best
but
team
many
in the
people
AFC.
Did. Many people, AFC. Especially in Miami.
No,
especially
I did
in
not.
Miami.
Yes,
but,
you did. Don't
no,
try
I
to back
not.
Out now.
No, I did
but,
not.
But people had and so based on where he saw them, people thought there was a gap and that made him a hater. The way it played out, do you think it played out closer to
Max.
Key's view of it or the people who called him haters? I'm
Max,
curious, genuinely.
Key at the beginning of the year said Tua would be the first starter to be benched.
I don't remember saying that.
I
don't remember saying that. I actually thought it was Daniel Jones, to be honest with you. But
yeah, he said week six Daniel Jones would be benched.
But I could be wrong.
And Daniel Jones had an excellent season. Key admits it.
So all I'm saying is when it starts off from that perspective and then you see it rise.
But I wouldn't be the only person.
But I'm not talking to other people. I talk
no,
to you
I understand that, sir. But I wouldn't be the only person that felt.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't be the only person that felt that there was questions that needed to be answered.
Yep.
Sure.
And how do you think curious, though, Jay. How do you think the season played out? What's your assessment of Tua and the Dolphins? The way they played out, what answers to what questions did you get?
I think you still have some questions around Tua and the durability, considering being concussed multiple times. I think Mike McDaniel in his first year has had one hell of a year. Did they kind of surpass expectations? Yes. Did they come back down a little bit to reality? But overall, how would you not call this year a success?
I would say they certainly – the alignment of the AFC East at the moment is it's the Bills division, and their main competition is actually the Dolphins because they're in the playoffs and the Patriots aren't. So that is a changing of the order of
and
stuff.
And you don't have your starting quarterback, and you're in the playoffs.
So the reason I wanted to hit on that is because – you two bicker about it all day. But
no bickering here, sir.
No, sir. We're both sir now.
Sir.
What is this?
Speak it's tight.
That's sarcasm when you're somewhere and somebody's trying to talk slick to you. You know that, Max.
Yeah.
They're trying to be real aggressive to you over the counter, and you just kind of let them know. That's how I have to do, Jay.
Excuse me, sir.
Pardon me, sir.
just get your manager, sir.
We'll see how it goes.
I had one of those this week, but
me too. Actually,
last
but it
week.
Was
really?
Kind of okay. No,
yeah.
Just a little passive aggressive thing on the.
Yeah,
the
I had
plane,
to go. I had
okay.
just, you know what? Just give me the manager. I had to do that one.
I can't.
I don't even want to talk to you. Just get me the manager. That's all you got to do.
Here, with this one is I am the manager.
No, they wasn't the manager.
But everyone has a boss. You want to talk to that person?
Exactly. Even when you tell me you're the manager. Go get the owner. I don't want to talk to
you. Who do you report to?
Find whoever you report to.
I'm done talking to you.
I'm done talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
No need to.
So that is the future. We'll see what happens with the Dolphins going forward. But meantime, Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, you know, look, he's had a great career. He's a great player. He hints every offseason at retirement. I mean, to be fair, he is being asked the question, but there's a way to answer it that leads to more questions, right? And so here's Rodgers at the postgame presser. They lose the last game of the season in a close one that had they won, they'd be in the playoffs, right? On if he's open to playing on a different team next year. Listen to Rodgers' response.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't like saying never, but got to see how I'm feeling first once the emotion's out of it, and then have the right conversations and see what the best direction is.
All right.
Take it away, Keith.
Yeah, I don't know. You hear that one, Keith? I don't know.
I can't anymore. I'm lost for words every year, man.
I'm tired of dealing with it every single year, you know, because I look at, like, when I retired, I just woke up one day and said, man, I'm done. I don't feel like playing football anymore. I didn't go through this whole psychological media circus frenzy out there. Every other time I step up to the podium, I don't know what I want to do. I haven't decided, you know. I haven't thought of it. I'm just going to take some time off. I didn't. And so when I hear that every single year, it's like I'm tired of hearing the same thing. Man, either you're going to retire or you're going to play. Give me one of them. Just come on now. Come on now. You're either going to play or you're not going to play.
And
that's it.
Right after the season, like right after your last game, just even if you don't know why, even say all that.
Yeah, just say I'm not
just
even.
Stop saying all that.
Guys, like I just need a little bit of time. Let's just digest everything and we'll talk again in a little bit.
I'm not thinking about that right now.
Thank you, Key. Thank
you. I lost the game. My focus is on trying to figure out how we lost this game.
We became a better team. We just lost this game. That's what my focus is right now.
I think part of the problem is just the time of exposure to the press. Like it used to be, the exposure to the press was such that you could stick to your lines. Nowadays, the pervasive nature of the media is they're going to keep you talking, and eventually you're going to say something else.
But it's not true, Max. Media has been around for a long time, and they've been sticking microphones on our faces forever in post-game interviews, a lot of them. I mean, a lot. And it doesn't mean you have to give you anything. Like, I don't
– No, I just think it requires more discipline now, Key, because there's more media. So, like, in the old days –
It's the same thing.
In the old days, you could stick to the party line, right? But there was less of a chance to deviate. Someone would talk to you on the side. Maybe you could talk to them on background. You trusted certain guys you didn't know. Nowadays, everyone with a phone, which is everyone in the world, can ask you a question, and eventually you say one
thing. Max, there's still people asking questions, and nothing's changed.
Matt LaFleur, believe it or not, the Green Bay Packers head coach, was actually asked about Aaron Rodgers. I know it's hard to believe. This was his response.
No, there's nothing that I can sit here and tell you right now definitively that how I feel in terms of what the future holds.
What is it, like every year they have to re-recruit Aaron Rodgers? You know what I mean, Key? You're on a contract for 3 years. By the way, you're guaranteed $58 million, but now we have to recruit you all over again.
That's right.
Every single year. Like, what's the difference between the Packers and being a college football team? You're recruiting your own player. Like, what do we do?
You might think if you're Rodgers, because we touched on it earlier, you might think if you're Rodgers, look, maybe by me dragging out the process last offseason, I didn't give myself the best chance to win. Ultimately, Devontae Adams left. You know, he didn't acclimate the young guys maybe as well as he could have. And you lost by the slimmest of margins at the end of the season by a single game. You want every little incremental advantage you can grab. And maybe they didn't, you know, Rodgers might reflect and think, I didn't do that for myself. I gave myself a good chance to win, but not a good, I could have done more. And if that's the case, if he's learned something and he continues to play, which we all expect, right? Then maybe he doesn't drag it out as long this offseason.
Well, why drag anything? I don't understand why drag. What do you need to drag something out for?
Well, not but
like why?
To be fair, maybe he's pondering so much
that you want to play football.
Maybe he just doesn't know
$58 million on the table.
But Key, maybe the last second, like at the first second of the offseason, he's not sure yet. He's entitled to take a couple days.
It seems like he likes to bask in the drama of things.
I never said he wasn't entitled. But my whole thing is, why do you have to do this exercise every year? Why?
Well, I mean, I would think that the exercise becomes an exercise if it drags on.
Doesn't it seem that he likes to bask in the drama?
No question.
Like that's where it is to me. It's like every year.
Yes, I'm coming back. No, I'm not coming back.
And by the way, we have an appetite for it too. And we, as Key would say, we like to package it up and make radio and TV and articles out of it. So there's a market for it. The fans obviously, for as much as they say,
how
they're
much
sick
he making
it,
next year, Jay?
$58 million.
So you think? So in all honesty, you like money, Max?
A little
right?
bit.
You like it a little
I
bit.
I know I'm the one. I know it's weird, but yes, that's true. I'm the one. Yes.
So he's gonna just not play football for $58 million. He's just gonna retire.
I'm gonna go out on a limb on this one, okay?
Stop, man.
I'm gonna say he's gonna
yes,
take
he's
the money
made
and
great
play.
Money. He's made great money.
Green Bay
There's
Packer
no question
fans
about
are
it.
Feel about that.
And I can't count his bank account, but I'll be damned if he go pass on $58 million.
Yeah, and also he can
football.
Still play. He was as Dan Orlovsky mentioned earlier, he was hurt
Stop.
This year. He can still play.
He can still play. He's
the
good.
NFC playoff matchups, guys, are set. Here's the question. Which team are you most concerned about given those first round matchups? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, guys, playoff matchup set. Seahawks at Niners. I think that's a tough game for the Niners, actually. If I'm in the NFC, I'm like, oh, look at this. Maybe the Seahawks could play traffic cop, divisional rivals, all that kind of stuff.
It'll be interesting. That game, that matchup's going to be – it's not going to be as cakewalk because they know each other.
To me, like, that's the thing for all everyone
usually,
looking.
I think they usually split, too.
Yeah, man. And in the NFC West, it's weird. You go win on the road, you know. But like, if I'm in the NFC, I'm like, yeah, maybe Seattle could play a little traffic cop for us. And because the Niners look like a juggernaut right now, especially with Debo back, you know, since they got CMC. Meantime, that's the 7-2. The 6-3 is my beloved New York football Giants at Minnesota. Let's not forget last time Giants were at Minnesota, it took a 62-yard field goal to beat them. I'm going to go ahead and say I ain't going to hit that one again. That's a tough match. I mean, if I'm a Vikings fan, look, no matter who you draw as a Vikings fan, you might have a problem. But and then there's the number 5 Cowboys with that ferocious pass rush against an old, creaky Bucks team that finishes under 500 and with no offensive line and a 45-year-old quarterback who's in the playoffs nonetheless. So stylistically, you got to like that for the Cowboys, but then again, it's the Cowboys and Tom Brady. So who are you most concerned about, Key?
I'm really concerned about the Cowboys, to be honest with you, because just Dak's play over the last month of the season hasn't been great. And I know you're talking about a creaky Buccaneers team. That's okay. They're at home. Tom Brady knows how to play in the playoffs. They, for whatever reason, they know how to play the Cowboys. It'll be interesting, but I'm worried about the Cowboys. This will be one of those deals where we come in on Monday and it'll be a laughing deal, because if they go out there and they lay an egg against the Buccaneers, then Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott are going to get run out of Texas.
It's just, I mean, look, that was the first game of the season, right? When those two played against each other. And I find myself asking the question, who do I trust more in big game moments, Tom Brady or Dak Prescott? And even with the year that Tom Brady has had, with his O-line being depleted, in big moments when games are meaningful, you still feel like you have confidence that Tom Brady can get a win against this Cowboy team.
I feel the same way, but I could also very easily see at the end of this game going, man, should Tom Brady hang it up? Only because there is no protection on that offensive line. And you got Parsons and company coming.
If they pin their ears back and go get him and make it rough, then yeah. But the Cowboys have a tendency to let teams hang around that they shouldn't let hang around, that they're better than, and then they wind up losing those games.
Yeah,
they just have a tendency of doing that.
It would be hilarious.
Look what happened yesterday with Washington. Look what happened a year ago with the Denver Broncos. They just like to let people hang around that shouldn't be. Teddy Bridgewater walked in, and the Cowboys were playing good football. He walked in there and unleashed on them in Denver.
Yeah, I'm thinking, who would I be most concerned about? The narrative, the story is irresistible of Tom Brady beating the Cowboys. By the way, and it's at home, right? Like, the Cowboys got to go on the road, but somehow Tom Brady, leave it to Tom Brady, sub .500 hosts a playoff game against a powerhouse. It's hilarious. But I'm looking.
But are the Cowboys a powerhouse?
Yeah, that's a good question. But the Seahawks, Niners, I've mentioned. I think that's a tough game. I'm looking at all these NFC matchups are interesting, really interesting, and sort of evenly matched in a way. I think I would be most worried if I was a Vikings fan, because the Vikings have won a lot of close games, and the Giants are good. Right? I don't think the Vikings are any better than the Giants. So I probably would say that I'd be most nervous as a Vikings fan, because I just don't think they're all that key.
No, the Vikings aren't all that. The Giants have an opportunity to go into Minnesota and come out of there with a W. We've watched Minnesota over the last couple of weeks play the way they played, kind of squeaking out of games. But then also, when you look at them, they got thrashed by an opponent of the Dallas Cowboys at home. They hung, 40-something on them? And so I think that the Giants still have some of that same capability with Saquon Barkley in the backfield, Daniel Jones resting up. This is not a team in Minnesota that you would sit back and go, oh, my God, their record indicates what type of team they are. They're not nearly as good as their record.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Johnny, did I say that right? Gianni in Tampa?
Yeah, Gianni.
What do you think, Gianni?
Well, hold up. I didn't talk about Tampa Bay and the Cowboys, though, because, you know, I know the Cowboys are very, everybody's got their wits about them. Me, too, basically about the play yesterday. But, man, Tampa Bay's O-line, that's getting a lot of hate, but, man, they're getting Jensen back. They're getting Wirfs back right in time for the playoffs. So, man, don't downplay Tampa Bay, man. We're in it.
It's legit. I think everyone feels the same. Everyone underneath feels the same thing. Like, just like the Cowboys and Tom Brady to have that work out that way.
If you are a fan of football, you're honestly thinking, as this week progresses, what kind of attention and what kind of pressure is on Dak in this moment with Tom getting his old line back, with, once again, the Bucs beat them in the first game of the season 19-3. It set a different tone. With all the talk about how depleted this team has been, how it's been a sub-season for the Bucs, it puts a lot of pressure on the Cowboys. A ton.
Oh, the Cowboys are tight. It's so tight they can't shoot a BB out, Jay. It's tight. Well, they feel it, buddy. Mm-hmm. They feel the heat. And the fact of the matter is what they did yesterday allows people to pile up, right? I mean, you're going to see it all day today. I'm sure the playmaker will be there with
Stephen A.
Screaming and hollering and doing what they do. And in the end, the Cowboys did this to themselves. They're the ones that should be at fault. They're the ones who did it. If they took care of business the way that they were supposed to, think about it. What if Philadelphia would have lost and they could have gotten the number one seed? They didn't play like they wanted the number one seed.
But Key, here's the thing, though. To add this to the table, this wasn't with Taylor Heinicke. This wasn't with Carson Wentz. This was Sam Howell.
Oh!
Sam Howell,
guys,
got a win against the Cowboys.
Like, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but the fact is, when Jerry Jones hired Mike McCarthy, it was very clear that he went after the biggest name with the most gravitas he could find, who he knew wasn't going to stand up to him, you know? And at the time, the
move was... But how did this come back to Jerry? Jerry ain't on the field playing.
Because at the time, the criticism was, and I can tell you my criticism was, we all know what's going to happen now. They're going to need a better coach at some point. There's a reason McCarthy lost his job in Green Bay, even though he had Aaron Rodgers. And so where are we now? We're at the point where I guarantee you after the Cowboys get bounced out of the playoffs this season, guarantee you, people are going to say they need a new coach. And, Key, that will be the excuse for Dak. Dak's going to get more runway, and Jerry is doing this to himself. It's his own ego. He needs to go hire a coach, the best possible coach, not worry about if the guy is going to take the spotlight from him or whatever. Or he's got to go get the best coach he can find.
But at some point, though, Mac, the players have got to play.
Thank you, Key.
You're right.
At some point, the players have got to play. Dak Prescott cannot continue to turn the football over. Mike McCarthy is not saying, hey, throw the ball to the other team. That's what we really need.
Well, that's right. But after they fire McCarthy and get another coach, which will happen after their playoff exit, people are going to say, oh, you got to give Dak time with the coach. Then after the first year when they get bounced again, people are going to say, well, they had a pretty good regular season, and it was his first year with a new head coach. I've been saying all along, Dak got two more years of runway behind this. Jerry in New York wants to say something. You got 30 seconds, Jerry.
Hey, love the show. You know, I think Aaron Rodgers is really a terrible teammate, and there's a lot of examples, but probably not a better example than in the beginning of the season, first play, that kid drops the long pass. Okay, it was a physical error, and so Aaron Rodgers decided that he had to be punished, and he throws him out for three games, and he was vocal about it. You know, that's not what a decent teammate does, you know? It's like, you know, reminds me of, you know, a guy bad-mouthing, you know, another receiver on his team because he felt like he wasn't getting enough passes. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I wasn't getting enough passes. What the hell you mean? They drafted me to give me the passes. They didn't draft me to stand around. The hell you mean? I'm the only receiver.
Key, that Wayne Krabet was something else.
The guy, no, Jay. It reminds me of a guy that plays a receiver position, you know, bad-mouthing the other guy because he didn't get enough passes. Is that really what happened? Or is that what you read in the newspaper, buddy?
Yeah, he and Wayne Krabet were at each other's throats. They hated each other. It was well known.
Yes, can't stand one another.
Yes. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Oh, how do you feel about your playoff team?
Why are they showing highlights of a Super Bowl?
Let me rephrase that. How do you feel about your playoff team and their matchup in the first round? And is it time for major changes in New England, ESPN Radio?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Belichick's a great coach, of course, but like you wouldn't look at the Patriots and go, really, that's a really well-coached team. My only point this whole time has been the undisputed GOAT part. The undisputed part is now in question.
The quarterback that he has right now isn't the guy for him to move forward. Mac Jones is not the answer for Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
If Sean McVay takes a year off, if you're Robert Kraft, are you not realistically looking at that option?
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio. You ready to take some calls, guys? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
Hey.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. DJ in Syracuse, you're on with KJM.
I just want to say, hey, guys. First of all, I want to say Lovie Smith is a pretty good coach, and he should not have been fired yet. Mm-hmm. And secondly, being a Buffalo Bills season ticket holder, and I just think that my opinion on this whole thing is, A, Buffalo's going to win, but I wish Tua would play, and if I don't, in a way, I don't think that he should play the rest of the season due to the fact of, what, 2-3 concussions already this season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just think that he should be sit out and worry about his health first before he comes back into the game. I was wondering what your opinion is on that, and go Bills.
What did I tell you, and maybe, I don't know if Jay was here or not, but what did I tell you, Max? The first time Tua got the concussion, I said he should be done for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Because the moment that you get one, mm-hmm, and you get tapped on two, and if you got two and you get tapped on three, you can't do it. And everybody's like, oh, be quiet. He hadn't gotten his paycheck yet. He needs to get paid. I'm like, man, that's not important right now. What's important is getting 100% healthy.
Yep.
And if he could get 100% healthy and somehow shake the concussions in the future, then he have an opportunity to make that money in the NFL. But if not, don't keep playing with it.
Well, you know what they say, too, like having a concussion before when I was younger, they say your odds are increased, the probability-wise, of you having another one, right? So I think coming off everything happening with DeMar Hamlin, like I think everybody's on the same page. It's not about football first. It's about health first. There's no way in hell the Dolphins can play Tua. You can't do it.
I'm with you guys on the, like, if you've had a couple, two, three concussions in the same season,
it's a wrap.
It's not worth it. Even if you say, well, they could have wound up winning the Super Bowl, there's a certain point at which the price is not worth it, right? Now, I do understand the argument. If an athlete says, look, I'm entitled to sacrifice anything I want on the altar of my profession, right, on the altar of greatness, and that may include my life. So, back up everybody, right? But that's why, even if someone feels that way, it's incumbent upon the adults in the room to say, we know you feel that way. And that's because you got a lot of heart. And sometimes other people who care need to protect you from yourself. So I think I'm 100% in agreement with you guys. It's too much. And furthermore, even if you're just thinking about football, forget about the rest of your life. You say, I'm fine being a vegetable for the rest of my life. I want to be as great as I could be as a football player, right? Even if you had that perspective, you will limit your greatness even on the gridiron if you persist when you've been concussed this many times in a short period. So no matter how you slice it, I don't think you should play. Terrell in Tennessee, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's good,
what's
man?
What's happening?
I love the show, man. Called every morning. Listen to it every morning. I wanted to make three quick points. First of all, I hope we don't spend the whole offseason talking about this man that's $58 million. We know he is going to come back for that $58 million. So let's focus on the draft, and let's focus on these players coming in, how he's going to help these teams. Hmm. Second of all, we knew when the season started that Lovie Smith was going to get fired. We already knew the situation that he was placed in, why he was placed in this situation. We hate it. Nothing has changed over the years of my – I'm going to be 43 this year, and it's been a topic of conversation since I've been watching football. So I was on my daddy's lap watching football. But at the same time, I was looking at the game yesterday, and I'm saying after the season you had, after the games y'all have lost, why in the world did they win the last game and blow the number one pick with all the assets they had going into the season? Third of all, I wanted to know your position on the game that I'm more interested in. You have two young franchise quarterbacks who were both in the top of their class playing each other in the first round, never been in the playoffs. And I'm talking about the Jaguars versus the Chargers. Who's going to be the Joe Burrow of this year's playoffs?
I'll
let you have it. Thank you.
So, guys, I just want to take the first one, and then we can I love that last question because I remember thinking and saying, Key and Jay, when Trevor Lawrence came out, all the hype about him, and he and Herbert were in college at the same time, and Trevor Lawrence, because he won the national title. At first, it was all about Herbert, and then Trevor Lawrence winning the national title and everything, and then became about Trevor Lawrence. But I remember thinking, when Trevor Lawrence turned pro, Herbert from day one was the guy that people wanted Trevor Lawrence to be, right? But Trevor Lawrence, it took him a while in a bad situation. He finally got to the place where you go, oh, well, that looks different. That looks real good. And I love the fact that he and Herbert are meeting each for each their first professional playoff game. Herbert always there from day one. Trevor Lawrence, kind of a winding path to get there, but now looks the part. I love that matchup. Who wins?
Well, if you think about it, the Chargers got smashed by the Jaguars earlier this year in L.A. So, you know, that now it's hard to beat a team twice, a good team twice. But I think that in this situation, they're going to Jacksonville because they're Jacksonville won their division. So they have the home playoff game. That I think that'll play a little bit in favor for Jacksonville. I like what Jacksonville's doing right now. The Chargers, they just – I don't know about Brandon Staley's decisions, in-game decisions that he makes sometimes.
Well, that's why it feels like you trust Doug Peterson more, right? The experience he had with the Eagles and definitely what he's been able to do turning around a season for Jacksonville. As it relates to the quarterbacks, I still have more trust in Justin Herbert. I mean, he has literally carried this team. I think it's a hard-fought game. I like the Jags, but I still find the Chargers finding a way to get a win, squeaking out a win.
It is interesting that, like, when he says who's going to be this year's Joe Burrow, like, I go back to – I understand, Key. I understand it's about who the coaching staff, who else is on the team, et cetera, but I go back to Brady and Peyton. And early on, Peyton was clearly better than Brady, clearly better. But Brady was the guy you wanted. And you could say it was because of circumstance, whatever. You're just like, man, the dude's a winner, right? And he got labeled like that and then made it true his entire career. He never misses the playoffs, even this year. Burrow had that feeling, right? Like, Herbert's better if you just watch him, but somehow you want Burrow. It's a big kind of monkey on Herbert's back that he's the guy who looks the part, everything, but can he win in the playoffs? To me, there's more pressure on Herbert in this game than Trevor Lawrence, who wasn't even expected to make the playoffs this year.
Well, I think one, Herbert, this is Herbert's first playoff game. So to say whether or not he can win in the playoffs, we don't know. Because
right.
This is his
Never
first.
Been
we
there.
Didn't know about Joe Burrow a year ago. Now, Joe Burrow won in the playoffs and went to the Super Bowl. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, Joe. They may not even get out of the playoffs this year. They may lose in the first round. They may lose in the divisional round. You just don't know. And then in terms of Trevor Lawrence, new situation with Doug Peterson, right? We didn't think that Jacksonville was a good team.
That's what I mean. He's playing with house money. He's playing with house money.
Well, it's not house money anymore.
Well, right, you could always look that way. Once you win it, it's in your pocket. It's your money now.
It's his money now. Now he has an opportunity to do something and advance his team to the second round after they beat the Chargers.
But, Max, go back to another point for a second. I don't know why we flippantly throw around so much who's going to be this year's Joe Burrow. Like, what Joe Burrow did last year is damn hard, man. Yeah. We just keep saying, oh, somebody new is going to be able to do
that
it again.
That was Dan Marino type stuff, yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. Like, now we're talking about this guy being top of the AFC again and potentially having a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. I don't know if we're going to see just another Joe Burrow walk through the
That's
door.
That's what I mean, though, like, Trevor Lawrence, number one overall pick, the golden child, all this kind of stuff. And if he somehow advances in the playoffs as soon as he gets there early in his career, whereas Herbert takes him 3 years to get there, if he loses in the first round, when this guy in the same draft class, Burrow, advances, and now the other number one pick after him gets by him, it's just bad for him. I find myself rooting for Justin Herbert. I like his game. I like the way he carries himself. And I would I feel like there's pressure on him in this game. Like, more than on Trevor Lawrence. Dolphins are in the playoffs, and their fans are letting Keyshawn Johnson know about it. That's coming up, Keyshawn J. Will.
The fake fan or the real fans?
What?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I just want to give you an opportunity to apologize to all the Dolphins fans out there. You know,
apologize for what?
I'm glad that they finished up at number 7 seed going to Buffalo. That's good for them. Man, stop, man. The Dolphins, sorry, is all outdoors. Don't get me started.
Rick Ross.
Oh, anything from Miami.
everything from South Florida. Let's go, Fins.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
God, such a fraud.
Pete.
Such a... Man,
Jay grew up in the Miami area. What are you talking about?
My father's from Fort Lauderdale. Anyway.
He got family or friends somewhere. In-laws everywhere.
No. My family is... Time out. My father is one of 10.
He's Chappelle Gates.
From Fort Lauderdale. I've been saying that for the longest time. You just don't listen. Anyway, what's more important, Key, is...
There is no more important.
No, it is more important. I got the mic, not Max, me.
Well, you acting like Max because you're yelling.
I know. Yeah, I just wanted to yell.
Who yells? I've never raised my voice in my life.
We did have a private message. Well, it's going to be public for you, Keyshawn, from our own Amber Wilson.
Yes, I would love to hear Amber.
It's an 814 receptions, 10,571 yards, 64 touchdowns, 3 Pro Bowls, a Super Bowl. Dolphins takes 0 for 100. Amber Wilson? 0 receptions, 0 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 anything in terms of the NFL. Dolphins takes, however, about 100-0. And why? Why do I know more about football than Keyshawn Johnson? Because, Keyshawn, you forgot to believe. You stopped believing. You forgot. We don't need to win in the month of December. We don't even have December down here in Florida. Who needs winter? We don't need winter. We're still going to make it into the postseason. It's 75 degrees, sunshine, and palm trees every single day outside down here in Florida. We're going to dance our way into the postseason. Need us to do it with our third string quarterback? No problem. Need our defense on the final play of the game to cover the spread? We got that done too. Need it to be as ugly as possible against the New York Jets? That's fine. We'll give you the ugliest game maybe in NFL history. But you know what? We got the dub, baby. And we're getting into the postseason, okay? You and me, Keyshawn, that fancy NFL career of yours, and here we are, both ESPN sports radio hosts. It's just that one of us has the good takes and is so very right. And one of us just has terrible takes and is so very wrong. Missy Key.
Oh. I love that. Oh, well, it is warm in Florida, but too bad they're going to be in Buffalo for the game. Too bad they're going to be in Buffalo for the game. You know, hey, I never said that they weren't a good team. I just wanted to make sure.
You just said they were sorry.
You just said they were sorry.
You just said they're sorry as hell. Finish.
See me talking.
I never
said
that they were not a good team at the beginning of the season. I said I wanted to see. I wanted to see them travel.
He did.
I wanted to see them.
He said he reserved judgment until it gets cold and they have to go on the road.
Let this man speak for himself, Max.
But I'm just backing up what he's saying. That part is true.
He just called them sorry.
He said sorry. Well, you baited him into that.
I baited him into
that. Amber Wilson. I called him sorry because you was getting on my damn nerves.
Oh, so it's my fault.
So you get because you act like you're a Dolphin fan and you're not.
You know, it's so funny, Jay. You're like, oh, it's my fault. Innocently got in Miami.
Because you're such a liar. Because he's a liar. He's like a friend.
Why are you so emotional?
Because you're a liar.
Because they want me a lot
of
money?
You're not a fan, so stop.
What are you, why is so, the intensity in your voice even
yes,
rises?
That is correct the mundo.
That's correct the mundo. Oh, now you're talking Spanish.
He's talking Arthur Fonzarelli. Amber Wilson is host of Joe and Amber, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, if you're interested, and you ought to be. Dennis in Delaware has something to say.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Keyshawn,
what?
You just tell it like it is, and I love it. I'm a long-time Dolphin
Next
fan.
Caller, get this guy out of here.
Hey,
next caller, Dennis. I don't want to hear that. Not today, Dennis.
The Dolphins got to go out and get Derek Carr. I mean, you can't move forward with a team with a player as medically unreliable as Tua. You just can't. And this weekend, the Dolphins are 9-point underdog. The Bills will have they'll have that covered by halftime. My feeling is go out and get Derek Carr. We got some weapons. The party's over.
Derek Carr, you sure?
No, it's definitely. Look, man, the Dolphins had a good season and a good year. And there's no question about it. And Tua health is always a concern. No matter whether he plays football or presumes his career, whatever, the health is going to be a concern because you always want to make sure people are healthy. My problem with the Dolphins and their irritating-ass fans like Jay is the moment that you don't say something that they want to hear, Max, they go crazy. If you don't say that the Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl, you're a hater. You're this. You're that.
It's not true.
And then Jay, with his social media fingers, he gets over there doing timeouts and get the tweeting stuff and posting stuff and make it seem like I really cannot stand the Dolphins.
Yeah, when was the last time you posted something on this subject about Key, the Dolphins, Tua, winning money on the Dolphins, anything? Have you posted on that recently?
No.
No, he don't post. He do the, what do you call it, Jay? Likes? You like stuff?
He likes retweet.
Yeah, retweet. I know what you do.
This
is what Key does. Key talks like a politician. He talks to you saying, I've been saying positive things. He said Tua would be the first starter benched.
He said Teddy Bridgewater was
a better quarterback than Tua.
Well, I did say that.
There's a lot of things that have going on.
Yeah, I like Teddy B.
You also have to get presented. When you're presented with new evidence, you have to integrate that into your view, and it changes your opinion at times.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't forecast everything, right?
Don't even get me started on some of the stuff that you say, Jason.
What have I said?
Yeah, I'm the only one who gets everything right, Jay.
Yeah, what have I said, Key?
If I go, tell me.
I'm here. Take advantage of the opportunity. Tell me.
No, I'm not going to do the things
because
you
can't
do.
Recall.
I can totally recall.
Tell me.
No, I'm not.
Such
I'm not
going to
do that.
Why am I arguing not to tell you
what
I said
have you been
what?
Wrong about recently?
I'm trying to think about what you've been wrong about.
But look, here's what I'm going to say. Yep. Like Dennis just said from Delaware.
See, he goes back to
the ride is over. They're going to Buffalo. The ride is over. It was cute. They backdoor. They got the 7 seed.
The backdoor.
8 weeks ago, they were not a 7 seed, Jay. You was running around here with pom-poms. Oh, they're this. And all
no, I agree.
He's better than Jalen Hurts.
See, now you just see erroneous.
You're erroneous.
I never once said that Tua was better than Jalen Hurts. And you can say the what thing afterwards, Yates, never came out of my mouth. Ever.
I never said the Dolphins were going to the Super Bowl. Did Mr. Williams ever present to this show that Tua was a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
I believe it was something along the lines of, well, he throws a little bit better. I like how the deep ball looks and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, Jalen Hurts turns into MVP candidate, and now it's this.
Then go find the tape, boar guy.
I got to say, guys, go find the tape. I'm scouring Jay's social media now. I'm not finding any evidence.
Oh.
I'm looking. It's all narratives you guys build.
I called you a bored guy.
I got Kawhi Leonard. 30 seconds, though.
Come on,
like, all you do is sit on the board and push buttons. I mean, how disrespectful is that?
Board man gets paid, right?
Not really, not so much.
Not in this business. By the way, you know what else? You know what else, Yates? Neither in the NBA does he get paid. Neither one. It's not
even
true.
I guess.
Kawhi's talking board man got paid. He didn't get paid until he started scoring points.
Ty Leonard.
How concerned are you with Dak's performance from yesterday? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.